Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Dire Straits bringing us back. Mark Knopfler on guitar, on lead guitar there. That's a great song. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Andrea Nirenberg, 14-year member of our Brain Trust. Don't know what we'd do without her. She's taught us more about networking, so much about networking. She taught us about the discipline of networking, the imperative of you having a discipline, like just like selling or managing the finances of your business or whatever other disciplines you have in your business. In the 21st century, you've got to be a disciplined, even professional networker. And LinkedIn, having people on LinkedIn is not what we're talking about. That's part of it, but that's not all of it. Andrea, thanks again for being here. Nirenberggroup.com is how you find Andrea and all of her books. What else do we need to know about networking?
Well, I'll tell you, I was thinking about that. You said it's got to be disciplined. It's plan of action, and it's like, even this morning, now that I've moved to Florida after living in New York City, as you know, many, many years, I go back there every month. But the idea is, I knew we had our appointment this morning, so I planned my whole day around our interview.
As it should
because
be.
Because I've got, exactly right. And I drove to the location of where I knew that I could have a quiet place so that we could talk.
Right.
I know that right afterwards, I have today 5 meetings, and I've done my research, my planning. I took several people that I'm meeting, and some are new. And the other thing that I'm doing is I'm introducing a colleague of mine to one of my colleagues.
That's one of my favorite things to do. And see, that yes. a lot of people don't think that's networking, do they?
Oh, yes, it is, though.
One of my favorite things to do is what I call putting good people with good people.
Absolutely.
And it's one of my favorite things to do. I love introducing people to somebody else and watching that friendship blossom.
Exactly. And it's one of the interesting things, as soon as we finish, I have a coffee date with someone here that I met through someone else in Florida who writes the business column every Monday in paper and wants to talk to me about an article. And I also introduced him to someone else, so the 3 of us are meeting for coffee.
Right.
So that's networking in full form. I always say, and you know you've heard me say this, Jim, the opposite of networking is not working.
That's right.
Every time you meet someone, you learn from them, you can give them something, and you can be a resource. If people would think that way instead of like, what can I get? Just give, things have a way of coming back.
Well,
share your knowledge.
Another thing is if you believe that the 6 degrees of separation is real,
yes.
And if 6 degrees of separation is real, then how powerful is 5 degrees of separation? How powerful is 4 degrees, 3 degrees?
Or 2?
And networking compresses that phenomenon, doesn't it?
Exactly right. And sometimes I think what happens is people think of networking as something you have to just go do. I think of networking in so many different ways. Networking is like just like-minded people getting together,
yep.
Correct?
Yep.
It can be a noun, it could be a verb, it could be an activity, but the basis is it's about building relationships and having people that you know to be the person, the go-to person, and you be the go-to person.
I'll tell you something else, and this is kind of self-serving. You know, these days, it's hard to find people to do craftsmen, for example.
Oh, yeah.
To do work on your home or whatever.
Oh, huge.
Networking is a great way to find the best people like that.
And
apologies to that website. What's her name? The Angie's List. Apologies to her.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I found more great craftsmen through my networking
Absolutely.
Circles than anything else.
Well, I'll tell you something. I'm now membership director or chair of my Rotary Club in Sarasota.
Yep, good for you.
And there's 7 of them. And I love Rotary. And I will tell you, just a perfect networking story. A month ago, a good friend of mine lived here from New York. Her lease was up on her condo. She wanted a new one. One of my good friends said a friend of his was looking to rent an apartment for 5 years. It turns out to be next door, the building next door to me. I introduced them. within 8 hours, handshake, she's already moved in. Her movers also came from somebody else from Rotary, said, I know a great mover. They came, and now the carpenter came from them, and now I've been using the carpenter.
Yeah.
So it's all the things that you just said. It happened so quickly and seamlessly. Why? Because we already built relationships with those people. They trusted us. They know us. And I know you believe this too, Jim. In order for people to help us and for us to help them, we have to know them, like them, trust them. And that's where that patience comes in. Trust takes time. And then people will either buy from you or they will refer you.
And you never know where business can come from this
this
angle of networking we were just talking about. But again, like you said in the very beginning, you shouldn't expect it.
Never.
But one thing about it, it won't happen unless you put these wheels in motion.
You got to start the wheel in motion. You only get what the shots you hit at or something like that. I don't have the right quote, but you know what it is. You only score when you do something. And that's the thing. Too many people, you know, sort of say, oh, yeah, I know all this. And I'm sure 99.9% of anything I've ever said people know. Implementation, putting it into action consistently and with authenticity and sincerity is the only way it works.
Andrea, I need you. I'm going to get you started early because your name's like mine. Spell your website.
Nierenberg. Nierenberg, and then the word group.com.
So check it out. You can find all her books and all the things she does there, and she can help you with your networking if you'd like for her to. Hey, Andrea, good big job. Come back soon.
You're the best, Jim. Thank you.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this is Jim Blass.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.